Imagine life as a vehicle moving toward happiness. Just as a car needs four properly functioning wheels, our lives require balance in four crucial areas: personal life, relationships, work, and social contribution. When one wheel is flat or misaligned, the entire journey becomes difficult, creating ripple effects throughout our existence. This isn't merely a poetic metaphor, it's a practical framework for understanding why someone might feel unfulfilled despite apparent success. Consider Harry, a brilliant Harvard MBA graduate and director at a prestigious consulting firm by age 35. With his luxury apartment, Lexus, and beautiful wife, he embodied conventional success. Yet behind closed doors, Harry's life was falling apart. His marriage crumbling, his career feeling meaningless, and despite material abundance, he felt profoundly empty. His work wheel had overshadowed all others, creating dangerous imbalance. Connecting these elements is spirituality, serving as our steering wheel, giving purpose and direction through four components: spiritual practice, sadhana, association, sangha, character, sadachar, and service, seva. When these elements align properly, we navigate life's journey with satisfaction and integrity, regardless of external circumstances. This holistic approach acknowledges that happiness isn't automatic. It requires conscious effort across multiple dimensions. True fulfillment comes not from perfection in any single area, but from mindful attention to all four wheels of life's vehicle, creating a journey that's both meaningful and sustainable. Our minds don't merely record reality, they filter and interpret it. Like sunglasses, our mental filters alter our perception while reality remains unchanged, explaining why people react differently to identical circumstances. Gratitude provides perspective to navigate life's challenges. When Mukund's 4-year-old daughter Gandharvika was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma, gratitude for extraordinary community support sustained them through 6 months of chemotherapy. Friends caring for their other children, relatives cooking meals, classmates celebrating at the hospital. For Mukund, gratitude became a beacon that guided us through her disease, offering unlikely solace in a time of great difficulty. Gandharvika's survival demonstrated how gratitude helps us appreciate life's beauty even in dark moments. Developing this gratitude muscle requires daily practice, 10 minutes each morning noting specific sources of gratitude. The Joshua Bell experiment shows what happens without this awareness. When the virtuoso played his $3.5 million violin in a metro station, only 7 of 1,070 passersby stopped, revealing how easily we miss daily wonders. When a video clip of me joking about spiritual leaders' wealth went viral out of context, my mind filled with anxiety. Messages poured in questioning my conduct, and I feared community backlash. A fellow monk shared a simple "why worry" flowchart. If you can solve a problem, why worry? If you can't solve it, why worry? What I feared would destroy me became my greatest blessing, launching my journey to inspire millions through social media and this book. What seems devastating today may benefit us tomorrow. Like a bulb needs electricity, we need spiritual connection for peace. Mantra meditation, focusing on sacred sounds and divine names, lifts us for perspective and transforms character. Start with 10 minutes daily to develop gratitude and detachment that strengthen all aspects of life. How we speak to others directly impacts our relationships. Harry's confession about fighting with his wife, despite their public warmth, highlighted how all relationships need proactive maintenance to thrive. At Heathrow, I met Manasi, whose negative experience with an insensitive temple staff member who didn't recognize me as her former teacher demonstrated how thoughtlessness can permanently damage connections. "It's just my personality" never excuses insensitivity. My golden rule? Treat others better than you'd like to be treated, ensuring your tone and behavior reflect care. Our treatment of objects often mirrors how we treat people, a lesson an older monk taught me after seeing me carelessly kick a bucket. Our disposable attitude toward items can translate to relationships. Like bees seeking nectar while avoiding dirt, we should train ourselves to see the best in people while acknowledging their faults, appreciating virtues while addressing issues constructively. Like words and swords, feedback can wound if mishandled. Just as mutual funds need investment before withdrawal, relationships require deposits of care before corrections. Before giving feedback, consider four questions. First, am I the right person? Consider your relationship and authority. Second, do I have the right motive? Ensure feedback stems from genuine desire to help, not from settling scores. Third, do I know the right way? Consider Jack, who had his chef wife taste her bland soup herself, letting her discover the missing salt and preserving their relationship. Finally, is it the right time? Avoid giving feedback when emotions are high. Wait for calmer moments when both parties can engage constructively. Unlike instant gratification, forgiveness requires patience, like growing plants. Understanding the context behind hurtful words is essential for genuine forgiveness. The Ramayana illustrates this through Sita's accusation toward Lakshman when fearing for Rama's safety. Her hurtful words stemmed from emotional distress. When hurt, we should consider what pain led to these words. This empathy enables forgiveness without excusing actions. Separating incident from person aids forgiveness. Our language shapes outcomes. It's my problem creates guilt. It's your problem breeds anger. But it's the problem allows constructive solutions. Forgiveness emerges when we focus on relationships' deeper purpose. Like the man who discovered his wife's emotional infidelity, we must choose between justice and forgiveness. While personal forgiveness remains individual, social justice serves its own purpose. Wisdom lies in knowing when to apply each. Life's journey moves from selfishness to selflessness, from being an ice cream, enjoy before it melts, to being a candle, give light to others. While complete selflessness is possible, wisdom helps avoid compassion fatigue from focusing too much on others' suffering. The key is being selfishly selfless, caring for ourselves to better serve others. This journey starts with family, as true selflessness begins with those closest to us. Many show generosity publicly while neglecting those at home. Lata Bhagavan Kare embodies this principle. The 65-year-old ran a marathon in her sari, despite mockery and bleeding feet, to win prize money for her sick husband's treatment. Her story shows how selflessness starts with family but expands beyond. In Sanskrit, service is seva. Adding spirituality to seva deepens its fulfillment. As Muhammad Ali said, the service you do for others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. While living for ourselves is like surfing waves, true spirituality makes us divers, finding deeper joy through service. Life's amazing secrets lie in balancing personal growth, relationships, purposeful work, and selfless service. Like a vehicle needs all four wheels, our lives require attention to each domain. This balance adapts to life seasons, and lasting joy comes from wisely balancing them all.